By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the White House and the Democratic Majority House of Representatives are serious about finding a compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid for millions of Americans. Pelosi said she and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin spoke by telephone Tuesday afternoon and that she hoped they could continue talks Wednesday after he returns from an overseas trip. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell committed Tuesday to bring any Trump-approved legislation that results from such a deal to the Senate floor for a vote. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid to millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. President Trump is demanding Pennsylvania get back to normal business operations at a time the state is seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. Mr. Trump committed a rally Tuesday in the western part of the crucial swing state for the November 3rd general election. Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden, a native of Pennsylvania, has also frequently campaigned in the state. Former President Barack Obama is to campaign for his former vice president in the Philadelphia section of the state on Wednesday at what is being called a drive-in rally. Polls taken in Pennsylvania this month show Biden leading Trump by just a few points and the race further narrowing. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Soldiers open fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital Lagos on Tuesday. Reuters reports witnesses said at least two people were hit by gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS, that rights groups had for years accused of extortion, murders, harassment, and torture. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew in Lagos as the state governor said protests had turned violent. 18 fishermen who last week flew to New Zealand from Moscow testing positive for the coronavirus, underscoring the difficulty New Zealand faces in trying to import needed workers while remaining virtually virus-free. A total of 235 crew from Russia and Ukraine were on the flight chartered by three fishing companies. The company says it uses foreign crew because New Zealand workers either aren't adequately trained or willing to do the work. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New Smart Arms Control Treaty. The U.S. State Department responded, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize an agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February of 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010 and imposed limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. Well, Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The defense agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have their foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.